The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
One of the recommendations which are there for the month of Sha'ban is something which is known as As-Salawat al-Sha'baniyya. And this comes from our fourth Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. In the first part, there are five short passages, beginning with salawat, and then the praise of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. The latter part actually is what we would say dua, where we are asking for something, where we say, وَعْمُرْ قَلْبِي بِطَاعَتِكَ وَلَا تُخْضِنِي بِمَعْسِيَتِكَ. And do not disgrace me by disobeying you. Ma'asiyat is committing sins. When we look at this second part, it might be, you know, independent of the first part of the sentence, but there is also a connection there. Because when you look at the whole process of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has a spiritual impact on our heart. You know, this is also an indication of the sickness of the spiritual heart. By obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our heart is spiritually alive and healthy. And by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our heart might still be beating, but spiritually it's sick and dying. And this is where the, you know, do not disgrace me, because that would be the ultimate disgrace for a human being because of, you know, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran also has a very interesting term. You know, some of these ayat have not really been studied that much by those who are experts, you know, in psychology, you know, among the Muslims, especially the Shias, you know, this state of heart. Our ulama of akhlaq and irfan have talked about it quite a lot. There is an ayat in Surah number 83, ayat number 14, where referring to the past nations whom Allah had punished, he says something very interesting. He says, Kalla. You know, some people say all these azab about the nations who came in the past, these are all stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla, no. Bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. What happened to them actually was the result of the sins that they had earned. And the sins rusted upon their hearts. You know, this whole idea of kufr, why do we call a person kafir? All these words which have technical meaning, they are all also related to the literal meaning. Kufr actually means a coward. You know, and this is where when we say, you know, somebody is doing kufr, it means Allah has given this light to every human being. Even those who are disbelievers had a light. But what did they do? They put a cover on it, on their heart. So that nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to them is no more functioning for them. But the nur was there. And that's why on a theological level we call them kafir. Means everyone is born with that natural instinct of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because of one reason or other, they have put a cover on it. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people were punished because the sins that they earned had rusted on their hearts. It's a very beautiful symbolic way of, you know, describing what I would call spiritual heart attack. We talk about the seizure of the heart and, you know, heart attack. When the sins, according to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, when a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commits a sin, there is a dot which appears on his heart. Again, we are not talking about the physical heart, we are talking about the soul here, the spiritual entity. One you know, dark mark is put there. And if he doesn't care about it, doesn't ask for, you know, forgiveness or repentance, that will remain. Then another dot comes in after disobeying Allah again. And it happens and happens again until the entire soul is covered with those dark spots. And that is where the nur is no more helping him to move forward. That hadith would be a tafsir of this ayat. Rana ala qulubihim. The sins basically rusted on the hearts of that individual. And that would be the ultimate disgrace from which we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la tukhzini. O Allah, do not disgrace us bima'asiyatik, by disobeying you. Let me connect this with the earlier statement where, you know, Iman was the sign of the health of the spiritual heart. And Hubbi Ali is an indication of that. Again, if you see, we looked at Amir al-Mu'mineen as this title. What is the other famous title of Amir al-Mu'mineen? Imam al-Muttaqeen. He is not only the chief of the believers, he is also the guide of those who are righteous. And taqwa has everything to do with amal. Those who say, you know, I love Ali, but that's it. I don't have to do anything. They are really mistaken. They then forget this issue of Ali being Imam al-Muttaqeen. Be a muttaqi that Ali can be your imam. He is there. You know, he is already the imam there. We have to join in that caravan of the muttaqeen, you know, and follow him. And this is where, when we talk about this issue, you know, we have to realize that this unwan and this title of Shia and mu'min and muttaqi, you know, these are not only words. We have to show that in action. Let me end with that, you know, action part of this dua. The very next sentence after this first dua, that, oh Allah, you know, keep us our heart in a way, you know, living by obeying you, and do not disgrace us. Then there is a very interesting concept here. وَرْزُقْنِي مُوَاسَاتَ مَنْ قَطَّرْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رِزْقِكَ بِمَا وَصَّعْتَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ. And I have talked about this statement many, many times in different contexts, and this is just a reminder for myself and you again, that Allah bless me, وَرْزُقْنِي, bless me with a sense of charity towards a person whose sustenance you have restrained. You know, sometimes, you know, it is difficult to say that. So I'm actually, in a way, challenging Allah's decision. You have restrained the risk of someone. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq. Bless me the ability to be charitable to that person by what you have increased for me from your grace. Why don't we say, oh Allah, you know, just give me what I want, not more than that, and give the extra to the other person that you restrain? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I want to see how you handle things. I could have done it directly. You know, those who always talk about direct line with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at this statement. Even in Quran he says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. That the wealth that he has given to people, he says, yes, this is for you, but in that there is a share for those who are beggars and poor. So those who are being blessed are also being tested. And this is the statement that, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq, the bless me with this sense of charity towards those whose sustenance you have restrained. And I'm going to help them by the increase that you have given to me, you know, out of your fadl and your grace. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us that you can be, you know, my helpers. We are not becoming shariq here. No, it's not an issue of shirk. You know, we can be the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, by this process. And this is something especially during the month of Sha'ban, and even more so in the month of Ramadan, where charity becomes very important.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Matin شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.